My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Carson Anderson, although Anderson is out. Mike Stone is in, wandering in a building somewhere. He's a lingerer. He's a wanderer. I don't even see him. So he'll be in here eventually. We've got these tickets, and we did get a correct answer to the question. Stoney has two daughters who are the age of 24. We were talking about Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend. I asked Stoney, how would he feel if his daughters brought home these two Detroit Hall of Famers? And who are the two Hall of Famers? It was Brittany from Taylor. Won the tickets because she knew I said Alan Trammell and Scotty Bowman. So congratulations to you, Brittany. Whole things are really weird. I feel uncomfortable talking about it. But anyway, we'll do it again today at 12:55 with another 4-pack of tickets to give away. So keep it locked in here. Carson Anderson, 97.1 the ticket. If you don't win at 12:55, we'll do it again at 1:40. And if you don't win then but want to go to Margaritaville night, go to tigers.com to get your tickets.
Big weekend series, man. Just win one.
I'm going to go ahead and call for the sweep.
I hope so.
Yeah, but I'll be...
but not for the reasons that we think about. If you're just joining us, I kind of went off the deep end a little bit by saying that if they get swept, if the Detroit Tigers get swept by the worst team in baseball... Monday morning, A.J. Hinch should be jobless.
Yeah, that's quite... I mean, look, it would be pathetic. I don't know if it would mean for just firing. If there's something behind the scenes that's going on that's unhealthy in terms of clubhouse, if the team has tuned him out, I think that might be a little bit... But at this point, there's no indication that that's the case. So, you know, they're not going to get swept, right?
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
It's kind of a moot point.
Yes, pretty much.
All right, so the Free Press did a story today. They threw some names out there that the Pistons could trade for. Did you see this?
No.
Okay. So these are players from teams that might be looking to shed some salary cap and players that could be on the market and that the Pistons could deal for. Amari Sankofa wrote this. I will work my way through this quickly, all right? The names are two from Portland, Jeremy Grant and Robert Williams III. From Atlanta, DeJounte Murray, DeAndre Hunter, and Bogdan Bogdanovic.
That's right, the other bogey.
Yep. From Minnesota, Karl-Anthony Towns and Naz Reid. Yeah. From Dallas, Tim Hardaway Jr., Maxi Kleber. From New Orleans, Brandon Ingram. From Chicago, Zach LaVine.
If I had to pick any of them, I like DeJounte Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, believe it or not, would be Naz Reid. He was sixth man of the year, I believe, this past season. Young player. I mean, look, Carl Anthony Towns is probably the most talented. And it wouldn't, it just wouldn't, he's good, but he came up small at the end.
He's a stretch four who can shoot over 40% from three.
He would help the team. There's no doubt about it.
I got to tell you, Carl Anthony Towns is the guy I would want. I truly question their accessibility to him.
No.
I mean, right? I mean, he's got a monster contract, and so are they willing to take under market value? He makes $55 million a year. It would take up almost all the Pistons' eligible cap space. I mean, of course, they would have to send cash back, so maybe it wouldn't. But 6'10", 28 years old, shot 42% from three, averaged 22 a game. You know, you draft Dalton Connect, you draft Terrence Shannon, you bring in Carl Anthony Towns, but you'd have to give up something to get him.
Yeah, you have to give up Cade, probably.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
No.
And so Maxi Kleber is a guy that has a reputation of being a shooter, but he's below average in the NBA. He's a 34% three-point shooter the last 2 years.
And Tim Hardaway Jr. looked very pedestrian in his moments with the Mavericks in the finals.
Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, there's a player on this list that I can't stand. And I can't stand him because he dominates Detroit. The last two seasons, this guy has scored the most points per game against Detroit than any other opponent he's played.
Oh, I know who it's got to be because I was there for the opener this year. Zach LaVine, right?
Zach LaVine in 2023-24, the most points he scored against any single team, and he got hurt, but it was the Pistons.
Yeah, he had like 50 in the opening night, and the Pistons still won.
In 2022 and 2023, the 2022-2023 year, mm-hmm. his most points per game came against the Pistons. And look, I didn't like him. I've talked about it in the air how I don't like him, but why I don't like him is because he's been a pain in the butt. And, you know, I question the accessibility to him. Like, I get.
Oh, I think there's accessibility because I think the Bulls want to get rid of him.
The Bulls are an under 500 team that feel like they've gone down this road so many times and they perhaps hit their ceiling, and the ceiling is well short of what they want it to be.
Right. They made an interesting trade yesterday, giving up Caruso to go to get Josh Giddey from Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the thing with LaVine is it's very complicated because he's a terrific talent, but if you're going to try to create a culture, like a winning culture, mm-hmm. many people believe he is far from that. Then you have other people say he just wants the ball. All he cares about is balling and, you know, playing and things like that. To me, I don't think he fits what you're trying to build. Is he a really good player? Yes.
Does he put the ball in the basket? Yes.
Yeah. I'm hesitant on what you
have to
give
up. It feels like he commands, well, you'd have to give up a lot, and he commands the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But
and Ingram gets, I like Ingram a lot, but he gets hurt a lot.
I mean, at some point, though, you have to take a chance.
Yeah, I know.
And so you're right, but can any of these names jump out for you? Anybody that you'd say, I'd go get that guy?
I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest. I missed all the names.
All right.
I was back here.
It's okay. From Atlanta, DeJounte Murray and DeAndre Hunter. From Portland, Jeremy Grant, Robert Williams III. From Minnesota, Carl Anthony Towns and Naz Reid. From Dallas, Tim Hardaway Jr. and Maxi Kleber. From New Orleans, Brandon Ingram. From the Bulls, Zach LaVine.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Each guy has their issues. There's no perfect player out there, right? That, you know, there's no right. We're not going to get, you know, Luka Doncic here. Okay. Right. So, new Jason Tatum ain't coming here. There's Brandon Ingram intrigues me, but he gets hurt a lot. Carl Anthony Towns intrigues me, but I think he's soft, honestly, for because he's got tremendous talent, right. But he gets in foul trouble all the time. I don't think he's a smart basketball player, and he's not tough enough if you're trying to change the culture here. I like Naz Reid. But that's a great supporting player. I'm Correct. Looking for guys to build with Cade, because Cade can't be the only guy on this team. As you look through the league, Luka needed his co-star, which was Kyrie, right? The Celtics have a great team overall, but they're built around Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Who's the guy next to Cade? Who's the guy next to Cade next to that guy? And then you can start bringing, I think, a Naz Reid helps and those guys. Maybe it's Deontay Murray. Most likely, guys, I think out of this group, it's probably Ingram, because the Pelicans don't want to pay him. If the Pistons are willing to pay him his contract extension, that's probably the guy you pair up with Cade.
The guys I don't want to say, and he's not a bad, he's a good player. And maybe it's because we've, you know, been there, done that. I feel the same way about, you know, Tobias Harris and free is Jeremy Grant. I mean, he would help the team. He can shoot from the outside, but I don't want to see that again. And the other guy from Portland who's intriguing, but he gets hurt a lot, is the former Celtic Robert Williams. He's a tough ass player. He's a, you know, rim protector. And if you get that type of player now, is it double what Durin is? No, because I don't think Durin's a rim protector. Now, it means that you, because there's rumors going around, and I heard Mike talking about it off the air. I didn't want to talk about it on the air yesterday. It's that Nick Claxton has been rumored the Pistons would be interested in him in free agency. There's your rim protector. He's a very good defensive player, but he can't shoot from the outside.
Yeah, and that's something they need.
Yeah, I think Durin can still be coached to be a rim protector because he's so athletic and so young. Outside shooting took a hit because Malik Monk re-signed with the Sacramento Kings, and I thought that should have been a great target for the Pistons. But you still got to find shooting. You got to find another co-star for Cade Cunningham. There's a lot of work to be done here. I don't know if Trajan Langdon, he's obviously not going to address it all in one off season, but they've got to do something. I think they got to kind of jumpstart this faster than a normal rebuild because of what the fans have been through.
And because of the resources they have. They have a ton of cap space.
I expect Isaiah Stewart to be traded at some point, to be honest.
Well, it's funny. There's a report out there at this hour from Yahoo saying the Pistons are evaluating the market for Isaiah Stewart.
Because he's got they already locked him up, so whoever gets him is going to get him for a few years. And I think he's young and good enough on the right team to help them.
Correct.
He's not helping this team.
No, he's great. He's a great role player. And he's got his contract is basically with a mid-level exception, so it's not horrible.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.